In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies in South Philly. Brandon Graham Show will happen today at 6. So if you're in the area, or even if you want to travel to the area, pay your respects to Mr. BG, who will be here. Even though he got hurt last night, tore his triceps, out for the season. BG will be here from 6 to 7. You can listen on your radio. And then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week, Jordan Mailata will also be live here at Chickies. We'll get you that montage from all the awesome Marilyn Mike moments from last night in a moment after we talk to Yoshi, 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. I already know what's popping. I just left y'all. How y'all doing today? Hello.
Shady Yoshi earlier today.
What up, Yosh?
Shady Yoshi.
Shady Yoshi. And I was just about to give you a compliment, and there you go. You always slicing somebody. I was just about to say you look good after the little weight you lost with your fat cell. How about that? How about that, fat boy? Appreciate it. But no, you look nice. You lost a little weight. I like it. You look good with the beard, Spike. I ain't going to say nothing nice to you today because me and you still fighting until around about 12 o'clock, 11:30 tonight. I'm winning so far. Everybody need to know that. I am beating Spike with my 14 right now by 22 points with a player to go. So does he.
Backups.
Okay, Spike?
I'm playing backups.
You break out the side violin.
Hey, man. Let's keep staying where we at, Spike. Keep having them lose by 20-some points. I still don't make no guarantees.
I thought you told me I could go now.
This guy changes his rules every week.
I got loose, boy. We're going to New Orleans, baby. We're going to New Orleans. Cut loose. Hey, man, this team played a well-balanced game last night. I'm so glad that those dudes didn't like that going Vic and daggone Miami. I'm so happy those young kids and veterans didn't buy in because he came here and these kids and these veterans, they buy in. I mean, they come, L.A., the Rams come out the gate and you like, dang, they moving the ball. Vic made the adjustments, man, and then it wasn't like that no more. And I felt like last night that even though we ended up with 3-3 on the first two drives, it just felt like last night that the offense was going to be cooking. Saquon just put that cape on his. I have not seen a Philadelphia running back get off like that since Shady in the Snow Bowl. I mean, that boy was running like Forrest Gump's ghost got up in him when he played for Alabama on the movement. That boy was just running. And I mean, he never lost. He never lost his step. He'd be turning his head looking. Well, ain't nobody close to you. You are gone. Hitting numbers. Breaking the radar on the speedometer. I mean, Saquon, once he turned that corner, that first one, when he hit that daggone hole,
man.
When he hit it, man, you're like, that, all those bodies flying up. See, he just come out just flying down the field. The kid said he has not had this much fun playing football. This is the best time in his life he's had playing football is with us. Like, it's so good to see. And y'all stop thinking, I mean, Jalen, yeah, only had 179 yards. But, man, when you look at the numbers, ain't none of these quarterbacks as far as QBR, percentage, and touchdowns, and they're going to pass in yards, killing Jalen. All of them right there together. The only quarterback that got a whole bunch of yards is daggone Lamar Jackson. And we're going to confuse and make him dysfunctional next week. Because we're going, where I?
Pound Town.
Pound Town.
Dag, right?
Man. Listen, I was getting ready to say New Orleans, but I knew you didn't want me to say New Orleans. My bad. Let's try it again, Yoshi. Try it again.
Where we going?
Pound Town.
Dang on right. Oh, real quick before I get off this phone. I already talked about me beating Lil Spike up. Oh, fraud.
Ooh, Lil Spike. Punk. I like that,
yeah.
too. Yep.
Yeah, we'll see. You even going to make the playoffs here?
Lil Spike, Hey, Spike, you know what? Bruh, don't talk trash. I started to pick you up and put you across my shoulder and walk you outside just to make you look foolish. But I was like, nah, he working. I ain't going to do that to him.
Before
I go, check out Janelle Monae's video, Floating. Mm-mm. And let me know about it when I call in later on in the week. The song is called Float. Janelle Monae might like girls, but you know what? I like girls too, and I like her. Love y'all, kids. Don't worry.
Even on a victory Monday.
Yep.
Never days off.
215.
I was not joining that conversation.
No. You were like, nope, never saw it. Nope, not going to watch it. Yep. 215-592-9494. Are you truly in on the Eagles as a Super Bowl contender? And we're just smiling about Saquon today. So, you know, two guys who were smiling about Saquon were Merrill and Mike last night. Joe Wechter for the WIP Morning Show put this amazing montage together of all the great moments from last night. You can relive it here.
If the Eagles are going to have the best conference record and number one seed, this game against the Rams is a big game.
Hurts back to Barkley, and Barkley just drags people with him. Back to Barkley again. Barkley takes it to the outside. He's at the 35 and steps out of bounds at the 30. I don't know how he regained his balance. He looked like he was about to hit the ground. He was like at a 90-degree angle.
Hurts. This time, gives off to Barkley, who tries to sweep, comes across the 30, carries people down with him. Boy, is he tough.
Hurts. He's looking. He is firing. And it is caught for a touchdown! A.J. Brown!
Stafford backpedals. Here comes the rush.
He's hit! They've got him!
BG.
Oh, was he walloped by Brandon Graham. He never saw him coming, Mike.
Unbelievable job. Off the edge by Brandon Graham.
We have reached the end of the first half with the score. The Eagles, 13-7. This time it goes to Barkley up the middle, across the 40, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 70 yards.
He was shot out of a cannon.
He fires, he completes it. And running is Barkley down to the 30, to the 25, to the 20, to the 15.
He's a hell of a player. He's the best in the league. He's the best at what he does.
It goes to Gainwell. He wiggles to the 5. He's into the touchdown. He's in for the touchdown.
You're not going to lose a lot with Kenny G.
Stafford hands off inside and getting trapped and dropped and thrown back this time is William.
Brandon Graham once again, Merrill. He is the first guy there. He's the disruptor. It's BG. Getting into the Rams' backfield once again.
Back goes Stafford. Here comes the rush. They've got him again! There is Milton Williams.
Yeah, this offensive line cannot block the Eagles' bigs up front.
He gets it to Barkley, who cuts outside. He's at the 40, the 50, the 40. He's going to go again! Touchdown! Saquon Barkley! His all-time record, 72 yards.
How good is that guy?
That is an all-time Eagles record. Breaking the record of Shady McCoy. He is breaking it. He buried it. Oh, my goodness. And the final score, the Eagles, 37. The Rams, 20.
He was a takeover at SoFi Stadium last night of Eagles fans. So shout out to fans of Philly. There were a lot of Eagles fans in there. And when you could hear it on the broadcast, the way that we heard it on the broadcast, you know there's a lot of Eagles fans in there.
Oh, yeah.
So Saquon is awesome and is obviously awesome. And we do talk about the offensive line a lot. But it is glaring when you're watching it. When he breaks those 70-yard runs, the giant gaping holes they create for him to run through. I mean, they are They've had a great offensive line for 10 years now, but for some reason this year, and maybe it's because they have Becton at guard, and he's one of the biggest guards they've ever had, but they are muscling team. And they're getting a chance to run more than they ever have. But, man, they are so good. I mean, they are so dominant that other running backs in the league must look at this and be jealous of what Saquon is able to run behind, you know?
No doubt about it. And the thing, when you're a unit and you're asking for more of the responsibility to be placed upon your shoulders, you need to show and prove. And boy, have they done that. They went into the coach's office the bye week and said, hey, man, let us do what we do. You can put this on us and let us plow guys and pause. Let us be able to. I had to catch myself.
Yeah,
on that.
That
was a tough one.
Yeah, it was.
Let us knock these guys off the ball. And Saquon has certainly been a beneficiary of that. But I'll say this. I always joke with you about Kenny Gainwell and what he does about getting the yards that are there. They open up holes for him to get positive yardage. What he does with that?
Yes,
that's
on
Saquon.
Him. Yes,
that's his special, unique ability, and what he does, and the fact that he can take those little, lanes that they create for him, and he can shoot through it, and next thing you know, he's gone for 40 or 50 or 60 yards. That's what the other running backs couldn't do. That's been here in the past, like the Miles Sanders and DeAndre Swifts. They couldn't do that like Saquon does.
And Jack, you mentioned it earlier. He runs away from defensive backs.
Yeah.
Once he's going.
When he sees daylight, it's over.
Yeah.
Did you see him scoring the – I think it was the when he broke the first big run. As he's running to the end zone, he's just shaking his head at the defensive backs.
Well, and they got him involved in the passing game yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, we ran a screen.
I know. Ooh. Believe me, Spike and I were reminded.
Wait.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the first time we tried to run it, it didn't work.
No. the second one looks real.
Oh, the second one looked legit.
Yep.
Look legit. Good job by Jalen. Got the ball to him.
Yeah.
And then let Saquon do his thing.
That's all you
got
to do.
Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Hey! Saquon! Yes! That's all I need to set up this. Go far! Let's go!
All right.
Yeah, he's going to hang up after that.
Is he?
Yeah.
There he goes.
So,
listen.
See what kind of mood I'm in? I'm in a happy mood. I just put Chuck right up. Didn't ask for an apology or anything.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
He's still being stubborn.
I know he is.
He won't apologize.
I know.
But he calls to get that little shot in and roll out.
Yeah. So how am I supposed – I want to – like, I know the people like Chuck. But also
– Most of us.
But, but also, he does – I believe he's – by disrespecting me in this case, which he's doing specifically, I believe he's disrespecting the show. So I don't know what to do with him. You know, part of me wants to keep him on hold for 3.5 hours and smirk about it. But I'm not petty. Like, you don't know me as a petty guy.
Well, But here's what I kind of like. Now, this is – you got to navigate this, right?
Yeah.
Because Jack and I, we don't get as offended by Chuck. Even though it is disrespectful to the show, we kind of laugh it off a little bit.
Sure.
But there is something to him knowing the level of this platform
that
he still wants to call up.
That he knows what prime time is.
Yes.
Exactly. Every time he calls, it's basically admitting not the same bump from the midday show.
Yes. Yeah. That's okay. We love the midday show.
Yeah.
You know.
So it's kind of how you're going to navigated with it.
Yeah, you know.
Listen, we'll work through it.
Whatever. It's a Super Bowl season. We're all going to New Orleans.
Yep.
Even Chuck, and we'll get the kids rate on the flight. Ray in Norristown, you're on WIP.
What's going on, guys? This is what a wonderful day, man. I mean, we get to celebrate Saquon Barkley, and I get to call in to give both of you your flowers, especially Akadamas over here, because he was the one that says, Saquon is going to do what he does better here than anywhere. So,
it's a big take.
It's true. Appreciate that, Ray. I don't normally get credit around here.
No. I did not expect him to be better here than in New York either.
Exactly, man. And I know at this point he's an Eagle, and I'm glad to have him. But I also want to say something about Jalen, because you, Spike the IQ Eskin, you stated that Brock Purdy wasn't going to be as good as a quarterback as Jalen, but he's a great manager of the game. And lately, Jalen has been managing the game and using all his resources. And look at the result. They're winning. And everybody can be excited. It's Pound Town, baby.
Pound Town.
Pound Town. Yeah, you know, look, today's a happy day. look, he is managing handing the ball off to Saquon like no one I've ever seen. It's been very impressive. Let's just not forget that Brock Purdy was the number one rated passer in the NFL last year.
That's why I talk to you, Spike, because you have the IQ, man.
Yeah.
I am so Spike Einstein. You have the IQ, and you know what you're talking about. And IQ
sometimes.
Diamond, if I make any bets, I'm going to listen to what you suggest.
Holler at your boy. I'm there.
All right, Ray.
Appreciate it, Ray.
Thank you, brother. Feels good, 9-2. Just beating the crap out of teams. You worried about the – I know it's not time yet. Your head go to the Baltimore game yet or no?
A little bit.
Yeah?
A little bit because you excuse me. How can you not look at what's ahead of you?
Yeah.
And so it's another big test. And we got to keep pace with the Lions. You know, they won that game yesterday. That was a little bit of a battle for about 2.5 quarters, and they pulled away from the Colts. But we need the Lions to lose, and we got to be ready to take advantage of it when they do lose. Here's the other thing, Spike. Minnesota is keeping pressure on us to win. They're 9-2.
Right.
So you don't want them to end up with the 2 seed.
Yeah,
well, they can't end up with the 2 seed.
Not if they didn't win the division.
Not if they don't
win
the division. You're right.
Yeah. But, I mean, Minnesota's a team that started off hot. I think everybody forgot about for a minute. You look up and you're like, wait a minute, they're 9-2 as well.
Yep.
And I think you mentioned it a few weeks ago, and when you started talking about the number one seed in general, is the difference between Detroit at home in a dome and away in January is massive. Mm-hmm. Their offense is incredible at home and in domes, and then not quite as effective on the road. So that number one seed, I mean, it could determine who ends up in the Super Bowl, really, because if the NFC Championship game is there,
yeah,
you know, it's not an impossible game to win, but it's a lot tougher than winning it here.
And it would be almost impossible to take over that stadium.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The passion that crowd
city
would
has
have.
Right now, yeah.
So I know this is living a little bit in the moment, but is this Detroit team better than the 22 Niners? I'm trying to think of what the NFC Championship. I know Brock Purdy got hurt, so it kind of throws off how he felt about that game.
Yeah.
That's such an exciting possible matchup.
Because oh, yeah.
I think that Lions, I mean, the Lions are nasty.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think on paper, you can make the case they're better than that Niners. Because that was the first year of Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes.
The Niners defense is better than this Lions defense.
Well, and they had. It wasn't Purdy the whole year that year, right? I mean, they ended up
started
on Purdy.
With Garoppolo. Yeah.
Yeah, started with Garoppolo. I think Purdy was the third choice. Didn't they go to Trey Lance after they went to Garoppolo?
I think you're right.
And then they went to Purdy.
Yeah.
And then who ended up playing in the game when Purdy got
Josh
hurt?
Josh Johnson,
that's right. 215-592-9494. Bill in Washington Township, you're on WIP. What's up, Bill?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What up, Bill?
I've been waiting all day to call for this, especially for Ike being a Big Ten guy. I've watched Saquon do some amazing stuff on Penn State alum.
Yep.
And I'm just so happy for the Eagles fans to get to see this amazing player. And I remember way back when Larry Johnson was going 2,000 yards, we used to hope that the other team would pin us down, you know, within the 10, because we knew he was going to run 90 yards, you know, just so he can stack up his yardage. So I just think it's super special what's going on, and I'm just so happy that we get to watch this generational talent. And I just think it's awesome. Saquon's super special.
Yeah, and by the way, he's realized, he's like, all right, if I got to score touchdowns, I got to do it from outside the 20.
Right.
Okay.
70 yards.
Yeah, I'll just run 70 yards. If that's what I got to do, that's what, you can have the tush push, and I'll have the 70-yard
right.
runs.
Yeah, pile those yards up.
Say again?
He said pile those yards up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The farther he's going to get.
Absolutely.
All right,
thank you for the call, Bill.
Yeah, we haven't had a home run hitter like this. Like, Shady could get in the open field, but Shady wasn't as fast as Saquon is.
Nor was he as strong. Shifty, But
no, I never really think about Saquon with power.
Really?
Because I don't think he runs like a power back.
No, not in between tackles, but if you...
He's strong.
Yeah, if it's one-on-one in the open field and he decides he wants to run over you instead of trying to make you miss, he can do that as well.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. Donovan McNabb joins us in 40 minutes, right at 4 o'clock. Donovan with us every Monday at 4. And why don't we talk a little bit about Jalen next? Jalen hasn't turned, no turnover-worthy plays yesterday, but we'll talk about how he played yesterday and what the rest of the year may entail for Jalen. 215-592-9494. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies and Pete's gift cards for the holidays, the perfect gift that always fits, always gets used, buy in person or online at chickiesandpetes.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, Packer Ave, our Monday home. Never too early to book that holiday party at Chickies and Pete's. Book for November or January and get a party upgrade. Visit chickiesandpetes.com. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers has twice the twinkle this holiday. That's the rumor. Win a brand new Harley Davidson or Ike's custom championship ring at marks-jewelers.com. Which of these signings is the best free agent signing? Saquon, Zach Wheeler, or Bryce Harper? Saquon still in the lead at 50%, Bryce Harper at 34%. It is a good day to be Saquon Barkley in Philadelphia today. Mike in Conshohocken, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, boys. I know we're all hot and bothered, so all good stuff. But Ike, I need your help on a couple things. It looks like we went through a half there without ever, seeing a bootleg before. What's going on? And we got a heavy dose coming up with Lamar and Goff, so, clean it up, right? And then... The other thing, when Puka takes a step or two off the line and immediately cuts across the middle, can a linebacker light him up within 5 yards? How's that work?
No, you can't do that anymore in today's game.
Okay. How about let's talk about, I know this town loves AI, but, I'm at AI 3 with this early red zone offense. Just inept, anemic, infuriating, inept early red zone, unacceptable. No more going horizontal. Moore's got to get us going vertical, even if it's from the 5, 8, 10-yard line. This is getting unacceptable. We got to put up points early and then let the defense, eat.
Yeah. You wonder. We don't throw the ball a lot down there in the red zone. They rather run the ball down there. And we definitely don't throw the ball in the end zone down in the red zone very often.
No, it's usually one of those wide receiver screens or something like that. Yeah.
No, we got Wilson,
Well, but Mike, the difference is that is it's a tough place to throw. I'm not excusing it. That's a tough place to throw.
Windows are tighter.
The decisions need to be that the ball needs to get there more quickly because there's not all this field, right? So if he sees somebody open, the ball's got to be there, bang bang. Or there's even if there's blown coverage, there's somebody within a few yards of everybody down there. And I think they're just in the spot where they would rather not make a mistake and take their chances with running the ball and low-risk plays down there than have him throw, have him make a mistake. And I don't know if I can blame them,
If I do want to address using Saquon in the future, I would like to see something where he's, maybe out of the slot, maybe in a passing game a little bit more as we get toward, at least for a drive or two or three in the first quarter, and then punch. I know the formula and is going the way it is, pound early, and then, soften them up late. But, at some point you have to possibly, maybe put them in the slot with a small package, Gainwell and Shipley in the back. Everybody, you got five fast guys, and you could run a package with Saquon in the slot to take some of the pressure off him. I know he's not getting hit as much, but, something different to give him a little blow here and there.
Yeah, you put him in the slot. What
he's
do you
not
want
to going in the damn slot?
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
Well, here's my Jackie baseball one. Jackie is Trout good for 30 to 35 games a season over the next 3-4 years, including playoffs only.
Listen, Much like Saquon, you got to worry about, you know, not using him up too much. The good part about the people who don't want Trout is that the Angels keep signing players. They signed another player today, so it seems like they're going for it again.
Ah, going for what?
The nothing.
Yeah.
It's the biggest waste of time ever, being an Angel fan.
And don't forget, your hero decided to stay there.
Yeah.
Mike Trout.
Yeah.
He could have gone anywhere. He decided to stay with the LA Angels.
Let's just all agree that we have the best ensemble of offensive talent we've had in a long time, and hopefully the next 2 or 3, 4 years will be a couple SBs. So, big love out there, and let's forward onward upward, baby.
All right. Thank you for the call, man.
Take one for now.
Yeah. I take one.
Speaking of taking.
Mm-hmm.
Nicky took the points last night down in the red zone.
He did.
Smart man.
Now, was that about a vote of confidence in Jake Elliott to get him back on track?
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is we don't need silly decisions down there.
No, I was actually surprised he didn't go for two when it was 12-7. I was like, wow.
Spike would have gone for two.
Yeah, I would have gone for two. And by the way, Andy not going for the touchdown early in the game almost cost him yesterday. There was a time, I think it was 4th and 3.
Yeah,
or early in the game. Yeah. He took the points, and it's 27, whatever it is. And I was like, they would have had 4 more points if they just would have went for the touchdown.
Or they would have got stopped and got no points.
Sure, but that is the eternal debate. What did you think of the game, Ike? That Jalen played yesterday.
Oh, I thought he played a solid game. Made some big throws. Missed some throws. He missed some. I'm not going to say he didn't miss some, but I thought he played a solid game where he commanded the offense. Didn't try to do too much. I didn't see any egregious plays. I thought he played a solid game last night. You know, when you get 2 drives where Saquon takes 70 yards up, there's not room for a lot of stats for other guys. Saquon basically ate the whole drive up in one play. So two of their possessions, they didn't get to do anything on it really, but get the ball to Saquon. I thought Jalen, I thought he played okay last night. I can't remember anything that stood out to me.
No, the only one would have been the Goddard overthrow when it's wide open in the end zone, but it got called back anyway because they had 3 penalties in the red zone on that drive.
Yeah.
Was that right before the half?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. It was right in the on the right side of the end zone in the bottom right hand corner of the end zone. Goddard was wide open, and that when he overthrew him. I mean, he's gonna go ahead.
The only offensive plays I remember last night are Saquon's running plays.
Yeah.
And AJ Brown touchdown.
Yeah.
And Gainwell's touchdown. Other than that, I don't remember pretty much anything else offensively last night.
You know, the thing is with Jalen and what Tom just said about, we got to do these plays and those plays. Like, they're committed to this.
Yes.
And look, there's two things. There's really like 3 ways that this could go the rest of the year, assuming Saquon stays healthy. One, they're able to ride this way of playing through the playoffs somehow. They get ahead, they get the right draw, and this kind of offense gets them through. 2, they're put in a position where Jalen is going to have to throw the ball a lot more in a game, and he'll either succeed or he'll fail doing it. He, this year, I give him credit. He's not turning the ball over. He's not making plays that give the team negative yardage too much. He is not a perfect quarterback. He's holding the ball too much. He does miss, he does miss wide receivers early in the play a lot. But they know who he is. They know what his pluses are and what his minuses are. And they're playing toward the team's strengths. And you can't blame them for doing that. And I could say from now to whenever, Jack can say from now to whenever, I wish Jalen could do this, I wish Jalen could do that. But, like, that doesn't change who he is or what the situation is. So God bless them. They have put together an incredible offensive line and an incredible running back. And to their advantage, if a team decides that they are going to load up and stop Saquon, that plays into the one specific thing that Jalen does well from a passing standpoint. It is when AJ or Devontae are on the outside and they have man coverage and he trusts specifically AJ, he will get the ball to them in that case. And this is going to be the recipe, and they're either going to win or not win with this recipe. But constantly – Like, I'm just in the place where, like, constantly whining that Jalen won't do this or Jalen won't do that. It doesn't change anything. He's the quarterback of this team. They are playing to his strengths. They are playing to the team's strengths, and this is what it is.
There you go.
What it is.
There you go.
What was that?
That is growth. That is growth.
I appreciate growth. Did you dump that?
No. The truth. Do I wish he could?
What was that?
No. Here's the truth, Jack. Do I wish? I see Matt Stafford make throws last night that were awesome. He made awesome throws, but that's what Matt Stafford does. It's not what Jalen – it just isn't. Now, maybe 3 years down, I don't know, maybe he will at some point. It's not what he does right now. It's not the team that they have right now. And no amount of wishing or complaining is going to make Jalen – it's not going to make Jalen Hurts not the quarterback, and it's not going to make him able to do it. So, luckily, we have the assets on the team to get by doing this, and hopefully it works. And hopefully if he's put in a situation where he has to win a game, he does it. I hope so. You know.
Yeah. Let me just say this.
What?
I mean, the tone of that.
What?
The tone of that is not accepting.
What? Yes, it is. I am accepting.
It's reluctantly accepting.
But
it's reluctantly accepting. Listen. I felt the dagger on the Matthew Stafford compliments there, talking about Jalen.
Well, he threw a couple of balls that Jalen can't throw.
He didn't throw anything that Jalen can't throw.
Oh, yes, he did.
Well, I didn't see it
he
last
He threw
night.
A ridiculous pass.
With the Puka?
The Puka throw.
Yeah.
And then even the throw in the middle of the end zone that they ended up getting the interference call on.
Which was a terrible call.
But was still a dime. But whatever. Like, well,
Jalen
can
throw dimes. He can throw dimes.
Look, it just is what it is. See, I am happy that they are where they are, mm-hmm. and I'm happy. I'm not going to spend unless somebody tells me that he can do what I don't think he can do.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to spend the rest of the year going, "Oh, I wish he could do this. Oh, I wish he could do that." You know what? Like, I wish.
I don't even know if you know what you wish he could do.
Yes, I do.
What?
I know what he wish he could do.
Well, I'm just saying.
But he can't. So it is what it is.
He makes throws. He makes throws from the pocket. He can make throws on the run. He can throw. He probably throws one of the best deep balls in the league. Yeah, I'm just saying. He doesn't have to have the strongest arm to do all those things.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to sit here and worry about what he can't do. What he can do, and they have, to Howie's credit, to the organization's credit, they built a team. Now, I don't think they thought they were going to be running it 50 times a game, but they have built a team that can withstand that. I think the only difference, I think going into this year, if the Eagles knew what the offense was going to be, I think the only thing they would have done differently is made sure that they were thinking about it from a two-back perspective and not a one-back perspective, so they're not forced to give the ball to Saquon 30 times a game. That is the only difference. But this team can withstand the game that they're trying to play. So it is what it is. This is the way that they have to try to win.
For me,
yeah,
I don't see it being any different than what the Detroit Lions do. Like, I don't see it.
Except they do it with two backs.
No, I mean from the quarterback standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, I think Jared Goff is a better passer than Jalen is, but it is what it is.
But obviously they don't want him throwing the ball the way you would think an elite quarterback would throw the ball. If he has all these skills, then why are they limiting how much they want him to throw the ball?
I think the biggest difference is in the red zone. I think that's why Jared Goff will end up with so many more touchdown passes than Jalen will.
But Jalen may have as many total touchdowns.
Well,
Jared Goff doesn't run.
Total touchdowns.
Yeah, touchdowns.
Let's, as long as we take away the tush push.
No, we can't take away the tush push. It's what we do. It's what we do.
All right. We'll get to.
What do you want to say in there?
Look, here, we'll get to Jack. No, hold up. 1 second.
All right.
1 second. You'll get to hear Jack. Jack will infuriate you after I tell you that you got to go to Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. I tell you all the time, Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown is the place to get your brand new Hyundai. But now, as much as ever, it's holiday season. And they want to make sure everybody eats, so they got a seat for you. John Ashdale, the Car Czar, has a seat for you at Colonial Hyundai. It doesn't matter if you got credit issues. Doesn't matter if you think you owe too much in your current vehicle. They have over 200 brand-new Hyundais on the lot, and they want you to get one of them. Get an Elantra. Get an Ioniq. 0% financing, 60 months. And the car that you're trading in, I don't want you to worry about trade-in value, because Colonial is going to take that worry off your plate. They give more for your trade than anyone else. $6,500 guaranteed no matter what condition it's in. And every brand new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Do not miss out. It's the best meal of the year at Colonial Hyundai. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. All right, Jack, what were you going to say?
No, it just he was good yesterday. But I do like that everyone started to open their eyes as to this being Saquon's offense. And I like that the MVP conversation has shifted.
Well, nobody was ever talking about Jalen as the MVP.
Well,
he hasn't played well enough to be talked about.
No, you can pick out.
He was up to like third in the odds.
Yeah, but
he
was fourth. But he was never going to win it.
At least I don't think so.
Yeah.
Especially over the other quarterbacks. Here's what you got to do with Jalen. You got to just look at Jalen like he's Troy Aikman.
I was actually thinking about that yesterday with you.
Yeah.
It's like, I know how you felt about Troy Aikman.
Yeah. Well, I said Troy Aikman. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah.
But.
He did have a cannon.
No, he didn't have no damn cannon.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't. And if he did have a cannon and never got fired. You look at some of Troy Aikman's stats.
Yeah, but.
When he played.
But you can look at John Elway's stats the same way.
Mm-mm, no, I can't. John Elway never threw just 11 touchdowns in a season.
All right.
I'm telling you, if you look at him, you'll be shocked. But Troy Aikman was surrounded by great talent. He had a great offensive line.
Absolutely.
He had Michael Irvin. He had Alvin Harper. He had, what's the tight end I can't think of right now?
Jay Novacek.
Jay Novacek. Yep, Jason Witten. Jay Novacek. We're in the 90s. Jack.
And Darryl Johnson.
Yes.
You mentioned Darryl. He threw him the ball,
Moose
too.
Johnson.
Yep.
And he had the all-time leading rusher, Emmitt Smith.
Yeah.
He had talent around
him. He did.
And all he had to do was manage that talent. And that's how you can look at Jalen.
I agree.
Sure,
that's where I've gotten to. Now I'm gonna watch Troy Aikman highlights, and I'll get back to you if he had a strong arm or not.
He did have a strong arm.
I don't know. I trust Ike on this more than you.
Was it a strong arm compared to John Elway or Dan Marino's, or was it a strong arm compared to Warren Moon's?
It was a strong arm.
It was none of their arms.
He had a strong arm.
Yeah, I'm not impressed early.
No. You're not even impressed by Michael Jordan when you watch YouTube. So
dude,
I don't.
Because they sagged off Michael Jordan right. And he couldn't go left and he couldn't shoot the three.
See, this is
oh my God.
Unbelievable. Kenny, the Dirty 30, you're on WIP.
Ben Simmons of the 90s.
Will you
hey,
enough?
Hey Ike, right now we're standing in front of the Rose Bowl. I'm looking around for your plaque. I don't see it.
Hold on. Where's Villanova's plaque?
We don't play football.
Yes, you do.
Don't tell Brian Westbrook.
Yeah.
Or Howie Long.
Okay. No, we literally are in front of the Rose Bowl. I just think it's pretty cool. It just happened to get on the air right when we're sitting here, and it just made me think of those old Big Ten Pac-12 rivalries that are no more.
You made it's you a grand point out stand. That I didn't make the Rose Bowl.
No, I didn't. I was just kind of being funny, but I guess it didn't work. Not all my jokes are gems.
Yeah, well.
I can't be Jack.
No.
I got to tell you, we've had the greatest time out here in Los Angeles. What a great city. What a great stadium from an engineering standpoint, from a fan standpoint. They've been really nice to us. And obviously the Rams were nice to us by letting us kick their ass. I really think that was really nice of them.
Uh-huh.
And Saquon Barkley, I remember watching him at Penn State and wishing one day he could play for us. But I never in a million years thought I'd see what I've been seeing. This is just a whole another level of football that – you don't see this very often. The only other time in my life I was this amazed, I just happened to be in Wisconsin to see Melvin Gordon rush for 400 yards against Nebraska on one random Saturday afternoon. And I thought I'd never see something like that again. And then I saw Barkley yesterday. So just grateful we have him.
Yep. Yeah, man. And
thank you for the call.
You have a player playing this well and you think about what the possibilities are, like endless – you almost want to put him in bubble wrap every week, right? So you're like, man, we got to make sure we get to the postseason with this dude healthy, playing
yes.
the way that he is.
Yep.
And I hate to even bring it up.
I just don't even know what they can do.
No, need him. He's the offense.
Yeah.
There's no way around it. Like you need him. He's the offense. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Not to mention the fact we look forward to seeing this dude every week.
Yeah, and I don't think.
No, I do.
We can all be worried. I was talking last week about next year, even mm-hmm. talking about later this year to see where he is. But I don't think they have I still think they could probably ease off him a little bit. The only hope, and you were saying this, and I'm resigned to this now. The only hope is they blow out the Giants blow out Dallas and get him rest.
Yeah, get him rest.
We have Carolina still on the schedule, right?
Here's the only problem with that, Spike. I got an MVP to win.
Yes.
I need to have 2K. We need to have 2,000 rushing yards.
Then get it in that. Have your guy Jalen get the friggin' offense going in the first half, so maybe we could have 20 points at half.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, we had 13 points at half yesterday. I was like, this is luxurious. Where did all these points at halftime come from?
We were 2 for 5 in the red zone.
Yes,
though.
Yes.
The red zone still.
There's still a little bit of an issue.
Unless they're on the 1 yard line, I don't really trust the red zone offense.
No, apparently. No. Terrence in Springfield, you're on WIP.
I like Fritz. What's up, man?
What's up, Terrence? Dude?
What up, Terrence?
Hey, guys, we got a screen pass yesterday.
I know.
Man, we saw it, man.
Yeah, start the parade.
Jalen can do it. Nah, man. Saquon Barkley, he's out here making, Fritz, you said it earlier, he's making Hurts look good. He's making Sirianni look good. And most, this is probably the all-time great free agent signing. It looks like it'll be in history if we go all the way and win the Super Bowl. But we got to give Sirianni some praise, too, man. This team has won 7 straight games. Since he had that Britney Spears moment, this team, I think he unlocked something in this team, man. This team is balling out. The Rams scored on 2 bogus interference penalties.
Yep.
They really couldn't and have them, really. They scored that one on garbage time with Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
But this team is flowing on all cylinders right now. And I feel like right now we have the firepower to contend with the Lions. I feel like you guys saying, Jalen Hurts is the X factor, and he has been playing mistake-free football. If we can keep this up, man, the sky's the limit for the Philadelphia Eagles, man. And Saquon Barkley, this guy is on sensei mode right now. You might as well call him Saquon Sensei Barkley. This guy is doing Mr. Miyagi moves out there. He can't be stopped right now, man. And right now, he's a front runner for the MVP. So, all hell, Barkley, let's go!
I'm with you, babe. I really do need the Eagles to lean into this MVP thing.
Well, they have to now.
Yeah.
They have to now.
We're coming off a nationally televised game, and every damn national analyst today is saying the guy's either the front runner for MVP or he's in the damn conversation.
Dude, the NFL's Twitter account changed their bio to, "This is Saquon's world, we're just living in it."
Yeah.
We have to lean into it.
Yeah, gotta lean into it.
Yeah, and I think they will toward the end of the year. That would be my guess, is that now maybe they don't want to distract it, and I don't see other teams campaigning yet for MVPs or anything. But
no, because the stinking quarterbacks, they get campaigned for them freely by everybody else.
Well, I can't even express how big this Baltimore game is.
It is.
For this,
ooh,
for the MVP, for the Eagles, it's a big game, but I think even bigger, honestly, for the Saquon MVP case,
gotta have it.
This Sunday is the game. I mean,
and
it's really
it's
the
him
game
versus Derrick Henry Sunday,
and two straight national TV games, and everybody's coming into this game. Difference between the Rams game and the Ravens game is now in the Ravens game, the entire national media is coming into game thinking about the MVP and Saquon Barkley, which they were not. The Rams game was the primer for how important the Baltimore game is.
Yeah.
And last thing, I got made fun of a lot because of how much I wanted Embiid to get the MVP.
Yeah.
Obviously, ultimately, winning a Super Bowl is the goal. It is the thing that means more than anything. But an MVP is meaningful. It is a victory, I believe, especially in football, and especially for Saquon. It would be it's an award for Saquon, but it is also an award for the team. It's an award for the offensive linemen. It's an award for the wide receivers who are such threats on the outside that it makes, you know. Would I rather have the Super Bowl than an MVP? Absolutely. But an MVP for Saquon is meaningful, and I think we should care about it. He is a player who has come here, give his all. He went to a rival. He's been absolutely awesome, and him getting recognized for that, I think, means something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm an MVP guy. I campaigned when Carson was there.
Yep.
22. We campaigned all year for Jalen to be the MVP. Would have been the MVP had he not missed those last 2 games of the season after getting hurt in Chicago. I think he would have been the MVP and went on to Patrick Mahomes at that point. And for this one, you know, after 11 weeks, I feel like that's where Saquon is at. Still got 6 games to go, so still got a lot of work to do. But my goodness, boy, has this been a special year as far as him individually. Man, what a year for a guy that was basically cast away for Daniel Jones.
So funny.
My goodness.
And now the Giants are mad at how they treated Daniel Jones, the players. After being mad that they didn't pay Saquon, now they're mad at how they treated Daniel Jones. Not going well in New York. Not going well. All right. Coming up next, we'll talk to a guy. I know Donovan finished second in MVP voting once. Was it twice?
Yep, 2000.
He lost to a running back.
Marshall.
Yeah, lost to Marshall Faulk.
Yep.
So we will talk to Donovan next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.